City of Boston officials hope construction can begin within a year at the former Filene site in Downtown Crossing after the long-stalled development there found a new investor last night. The developer, Millennia Partners, has reached a deal to take a 50% stake in the project, which calls for retail, office space, and residential units on the site. City officials say the other developer, Vornado Realty Trust, will be relegated to a minor role. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has long criticized Vornado for its handling of the development. For what this means to Downtown Crossing businesses, we're joined now by Rosemarie Sansone, president of the Downtown Boston Business Improvement District. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning to you as well.
So what's your initial reaction? How do you take this?
Oh, I'm thrilled. We're all thrilled. This has been a long-awaited decision and announcement, and I couldn't be more pleased. And I'm just grateful to the mayor and to Peter Mead of the BRA for being so diligent and making something possible like this. Millennium is a great partner, and we're just delighted. I'm also grateful to the number of people, the property owners, the businesses in the area that have been steadfast in their loyalty and compassion and commitment to the neighborhood.
How has business been for businesses in Downtown Crossing since the Filene's building came down and construction stopped on the hole in the ground 3.5 years ago?
Well, it's interesting. Some businesses continue to do extremely well, like Macy's. They had one of their biggest and best holiday seasons this year. Pedestrian traffic continues to grow. We still have over 250,000 people, close to 7,000 residents. We're the hub of the transit system. Millions of dollars have been invested in other properties and other businesses. But the Filene site and the Filene's basement area, because of its history and because of its loyalty, that was a brand name, and that's been missed.
So what businesses, or at least categories of businesses, have been hurt?
Well, it's some restaurants have done very well. Other restaurants are struggling. It all depends on how much money they have to market themselves. We have almost over 100 restaurants in the area. There's a lot of competition that's going on. I think that because of the hole in the ground, there's been a perception that the area is struggling and isn't doing well. But the fact is that a lot of people have confidence in the area and much money has been invested.
People coming downtown to shop must have told business owners just that. Looks awful.
Oh, it was the number one complaint. There's no question about it. We have begun and introduced a new business improvement district with ambassadors in uniforms on the street that have been meeting people and greeting people from all over the world. And people are delighted to see that there's progress, that there's beginning to be a transformation in the area. But no matter how much we talked about the successes that are happening right around us with Suffolk University and Emerson and Millennium, the Abbey Group with 45 Province Street, other investments that have been made, people would continually talk about the hole in the ground. So this is just a huge announcement for us, and I couldn't be more thrilled and delighted.
What do you hope for the site? And are you personally hoping that another discount retailer might find its way into the new building? Filene's basement can't come back because it's out of business, but what about another discount retailer?
Well, a lot of people have suggested a retail store like Target. I'm not sure that that's possible, but there has been some interest from what I understand. I think another brand retail store is very important. Some other stores to add to that are a mixture of things that people might find someplace else out of Boston, maybe out of the state. I think that we need to think about some destination shops that people haven't seen here before that are really going to draw a new audience.
Rosemarie Sansone, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Have a nice day. Thank you.
Rosemarie Sansone is president of the Downtown Boston Business Improvement District.